Distorted View Daily proudly presents Frankie, the retarded weatherman, laughing for 1 minute straight. Hey freaks, it's Monday, May 18th, 2020. Coming up on the program today, mouth kissing strangers while social distancing. It's possible in Florida. Plus, jizz-filled condom slingshots. It's a shape-shifting chemtrail, otherworld traveling kind of week. And playing sports with a stadium full of sex dolls.
A lot of hot liquid poo just went out all at once.
Christian now fears his flatulence.
The vagina is full of AIDS.
This makes my pussy throb just thinking about it.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Hey freaks, Tim Henson back here with you. Starting a new week of programs. Got a good one for you today. Couple things to mention. It might be a short program today. The power was out here. I tweeted about it earlier. Cincinnati got just buckets and buckets of rain, and apparently it knocked over some trees and power lines and shit. So I was without power for a lot of the day, but it's back up and running, and I wanted to post a show for you, especially because for you Freeside listeners, there really hasn't been a show, a real show, since Wednesday. Thursday I had to take off for personal reasons. Abortion number 7.
Now, when I did have my 7th abortion,
that was the 6th one, by the way.
Yeah, when you've lost count of your abortions, too much man tzatziki has been slung into your falafel waffle, if you know what I mean. If you do know what I mean, can you please email me and explain that line? Sometimes I just say things and I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, there was a Sideshow exclusive Friday podcast, and then on the weekend I wanted to do a full-length episode of DV, but what ended up happening was I got sidetracked and I worked on a video instead. Every few years, I post a new episode of Downesty, the soap opera featuring an all-Down syndrome cast, but I dub over their lines. And I thought I would do another one of those, and, you know, that's a time suck. So I hope you enjoyed it. I posted all of the Downesty episodes as a collection, including the world premiere of episode 4 on the feed, on the Freeside and the Sideshow exclusive feeds this past Sunday. So I hope you enjoyed that. But I'm back now with Distorted View. We'll see how long we go today. Not to get too political, but, Trump today announced that he has been taking hydroxychloroquine. Or Quinn, whatever. He says he doesn't have the coronavirus. He's taking it as a preventative. And you can tell when Trump says something incredibly batshit crazy because the entire press corps leapt on this. They didn't even wait to be called. They're like, what? You're taking this?
I happen to be taking it.
Hydroxychloroquine.
I'm taking it. Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
A couple of weeks ago.
Like a B12 shot.
Started taking it. Because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories.
That's how most addicts get hooked on crystal meth. Some friends told me some cool stories. Stay up late. You're in a great mood. I'm hearing good stories about crystal meth. That's why I started shooting up. Now, whenever Trump says anything, the liberal media jumps down his throat. There are, you know, trending tweets mocking the president. However, this time, you know how you can tell that he's really kind of said something insane? Fox News was like, whatever you do, don't follow in the president's footsteps.
And those who took it in a vulnerable population, including those with respiratory or other conditions, they died. I want to stress again.
This is Fox News. This is Neil Cavuto.
They died. If you are in a risky population here and you are taking this as a preventative treatment to ward off the virus, or in a worst case scenario, you are dealing with the virus and you are in this vulnerable population, it will kill you.
You know what, though? The thing is, like, Trump technically is in that vulnerable demographic, right? He's old, he's unhealthy, he's obese. He seems to be fine on this stuff. My theory is that staff is really just giving him Tic Tacs and then telling him that it's hydroxychloroquine. So anyway, that's what our fearless leader is up to today. But that's not why you tune into this podcast. I know what you're looking for. How about some cum slingshots? This is a new one for me. I don't think in the 15 years we've done Distorted View Daily, I've ever played audio of a cum slingshot. Let me explain to you what this amazing feat entails. We've got a woman who is hooked up to some sort of mouth apparatus. It must be something orthodontists use to keep mouths open, right? It's like these big metal rods, right? They're just like holding her mouth open. It looks like something out of A Clockwork Orange, right? But then attached to that metal apparatus is a condom full of cum. Jizz, semen, you know. The good stuff. Fun gel, daddy's sauce, high fructose corn syrup. That condom is just sort of like dangling on this thing. And we've got a guy who is going to then pull the condom, stretch it way back, and then let it go, slingshotting it into the whore's mouth. Presumably, all of the oyster droppings will shoot right down her mouth, and she will ingest that delicious pale marmalade. The question is, will this circus trick work out? Let's find out together. Right. Pulling back the condom. And there it goes. Okay, so so he lets it go. Immediately she starts choking and gagging. She can't breathe. She's struggling here. I was afraid the whole condom was going to go down her throat.
That went down my windpipe.
I consider that successful. It went down. It didn't go down her throat. It went down her windpipe. Close enough. Moving on, I've got a new crazy person to share with you. This woman believes that she is fighting reptilian people in her sleep. She's a dream warrior, and she says something towards the beginning of this clip that had me dying a couple days ago when I found it.
Hey there. Out consciousness economics and...
It's 10 seconds in. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
And,
yeah.
Let me fix this. And, Urban Farm Project YouTube channel, where it seems like I get to fly under the radar. Anyway, I apologize for my eyes today. They're not totally elongated, but they're in a freaky state.
On account of all the drugs she's been taking, no doubt.
Had a lot of multi-dimensional shit going on last night.
That's the part that killed me. Like, that's her explanation. You would not believe the multi-dimensional shit going down. It is bananas. As a matter of fact, someone left a comment like, ooh, I'm going to use that excuse next time I have to call off work. Sorry, I had a bunch of multi-dimensional shit going on last night. I am wiped out.
Had a lot of multi-dimensional shit going on last night in the there's like multiple levels. There's like dimensions.
I thought you were going to say dementia, which would sort of explain what's going on. I listened to 3 or 4 minutes and I didn't understand a word she was saying, really. So I looked for some other videos and surprise, surprise, she believes in a lot of stuff, including chemtrails.
Hey, so having a massive geoengineered storm. It's like a really bizarre, crazy storm. But you can tell because of the clouds and the cold air that it's, chemtrail, super chemtrail.
This woman just finds herself in all sorts of trouble. One day it's dealing with all that multidimensional shape-shifting shit. And the next day she's stuck in a bioengineered chemtrail-induced geostorm.
Engineered and probably has a lot of lead in it from nuclearization. But we're getting pounded. You know, we haven't had any weather all winter here at the base of the Sierra Nevadas. And now we're getting pounded with a crazy storm just like right at the time frame where, you know, we're moving into collapse.
Ugh, when it rains, it storms. Literally, right? Although if the entire world is on the verge of collapsing, who cares if there's a little rain? Man-made or otherwise. All right, I've got one more clip I want to share with you. We've got a couple girls live streaming themselves because they thinking they look good. They're walking through a parking lot when a woman screams something at them.
Say my speech.
Do nothing but use and abuse. And take pictures of themselves and put on makeup for
it. What the fuck?
Not sure if you heard that. But the woman said, all you girls do is use and abuse and put makeup on and you look like whores. Now, here's the thing. She's not wrong. Still, it's not something you say to strangers, especially because you don't know if those strangers are like packing a knife or something.
You mad, homegirl.
At first, they're kind of like laughing it off, but then they want to confront her. Like, why are you calling us whores?
What the fuck?
Here she comes.
What is she doing?
I walked by and I said something. You guys have to say something back.
All right. So the crazy woman here, I don't understand her logic, but I guess that's what kind of makes her crazy, right? She's like, look, all I did was say something and you had to say something back. And it's like, yeah, but the thing you said was, you know, you were calling us whores. You can't be surprised when someone responds to that.
You guys
just had to say something. I just called you disgusting whores, cock-hungry whores.
I walked by and I said something. You guys had to say something back.
You couldn't bite your tongue.
All right, take pictures of us. Take pictures of us, guys.
Oh, okay. Well, so crazy lady whips out her camera and she's like, I'm going to take pictures of you. Then the whore just sort of is like, okay. And then she's filming. She turns around. Never turn your back to a crazy person because the crazy person then attacked. Hit her. Pulled her hair.
Fuck, don't fucking touch me, bitch. Fuck her up, crazy. Fuck that bitch up. That's right. What the fuck? Don't be fuck.
What? Call the cop.
You fucking touched us. Call the cop. You fucking touched us, bitch. We got, hey, what the fuck? Fuck that bitch up, Breezy! That's what you get, stupid bitch! We got everything on video! What the fuck? Let me see! What the fuck, bitch?
Just give me that.
There was a knife involved. One of these whores. I call them the whores because that's how we know them, right? There's a crazy lady and two whores. One of them had like a pocket knife, but it looked like it fell out of
That's
out
what
of her
you
hand.
Get!
I'm sorry, I got fucking raped. I'm sorry.
Well, wait. New developments. Crazy lady got raped. I don't know why she's taking it out on the whores. The crazy lady just doesn't believe in consequences. You know, she thinks she can say whatever she wants and no one can respond. Then she hits a girl and then is surprised and shocked when she gets hit back. Also interesting is the fact that this woman then claimed rape, expecting, I don't know, sympathy or something. You're not going to get it from these girls.
What the fuck? Let me see. What the fuck, bitch?
Just give me that.
That's what you get.
I'm sorry, I got fucking raped. I'm sorry.
You could have fucking told us. We could have helped you.
I was trying to talk to you.
No, you called us whores.
You know what happened to me.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I called you whores. I was talking to you.
Watch yourself, bitch.
I got fucking
raped. Watch your fucking
She's
having a bad day.
Have you seen? Did you stop?
And I came up on a new phone.
For real? We should just chase.
Shit, that is not a pocket knife. That is something more heavy duty.
Came up on a new phone.
For real?
And they're stealing her phone. Okay, well, the rape victim is having a bad day.
Because you had a bad day.
And I'm fucking raped. I'm sorry.
Daniel Powder. No. That's inappropriate. This woman, even though she's a bitch, is obviously dealing with some shit there. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist to the fucked up news right now. Hey, tomorrow's program is going to be a sideshow exclusive one. You know what that means. If you are not yet a member, it's a great time to sign up, become a true and honorable freak over there at superfreaksideshow.com. That's our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, 15 years worth of stupidity. More importantly, every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members, including tomorrow's program. Yeah, getting back on track here after a few days of weird programs and scheduling issues and stuff. Thursday, there was no program. We did a best of show. Instead, on Friday, when we would normally do a show for everyone, it was a sideshow exclusive day. Then we did a video this past weekend. And then today's show is shorter. I don't like this. I don't like when things are not normal. I like the standard routine. And we're getting back to that tomorrow. Again, tomorrow's show, sideshow exclusive. Memberships are very inexpensive to the sideshow. Only $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Other ways to support the show, we do have a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. I'm getting ready to mail out some stickers, which is cool. Our first DV sticker pack for patrons who pledge at least $10. It's absolutely free. If you pledge any other amount, then you'll only have to pay the cost. You know, what I would normally have to pay for the stickers. So check that out, patreon.com/distortedview. All right, three very quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a California woman. Oh, no. First Daniel Powder and now this.
California, here I come, right back where we started from. California, here I come.
Nailed it, right? A California woman has been branded a COVIDiot after accusing a supermarket staff of discriminating against her for not letting her shop without a mask. Dana Point resident Shelley Lewis became embroiled in a dispute with supermarket staff after she refused to wear a face covering on the grounds of a medical condition. Unless you've got like COPD and you're like hooked up to an oxygen mask, you can breathe through, you know, a thinly fabriced cloth mask, bitch. I was reading some like crazy crackpot websites, and that's what they're actually suggesting people do. They're like, you go to the grocery store and they've got a mask policy. Just tell them you've got a condition. They, by law, they have to let you in if it's a medical reason, which, according to what happened here, is not the case. When the manager of the Gelson's Market branch in Orange County offered to buy her groceries for her, she refused, saying her shopping was private. She was getting some lady things, intimate lady genital stuff. I don't know. My pussy's on fire, okay? I need cunt cream. Very embarrassing. I have the audio here because, of course, I do. I always have the audio. Timmy Boo brings the goods.
I do humbly apologize, but Gelson specifically is not allowing any customer or employee inside the store without a mask or some sort of guide.
Okay, so I need to talk to a manager because...
I will absolutely humbly go get a manager for you if you'd like to hang out with me for
awesome.
A moment.
I love the way this fairy talks. I will humbly get you a manager. He's gonna kill this bitch with kindness.
If not, we can provide you with one.
I'm not wearing a mask.
Go, girl. Okay,
perfect. Just a moment.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's offering her, like, you know, if you need a mask, we can provide one. If you want us to shop for you, we'll shop for you. Like, they're giving her options.
Hi.
They're just saying you physically can't be in the store without a mask.
Hi.
Here comes the manager.
Hi, I have a medical condition that I'm not allowed to wear a mask, and I'm not required by HIPAA rules and regulations to disclose that.
Okay, can we shop for you?
So, what does that look like? I have private things I want to get that maybe I don't want you to see.
For you, but I can't let you in the store without a mask.
Someone's got a yeast infection.
Okay, so where's the regulations that state that?
The regulation?
Yeah.
That is company.
Because you're discriminating against me now. Do you know that?
I'm
you're discriminating against
that
me.
That we can help you.
No, because I have private stuff that I don't want you to see.
Then you can call corporate office, but I can't help you.
Okay, well, you guys can get a lawsuit. Because you can't discriminate.
Yes, I'm trying to help you, but I'm
no,
not
you can't.
You.
How is that? How's that helping when you're gonna do shopping for me? I'm gonna give you my bank information.
I'm doing the best I can.
How do I do the transaction?
Lady, what rock are you living under? This is 2020. We don't need your checking and routing numbers. You just give us your credit card like you normally would anyway.
No, I'm going to give you my credit card, my private credit card, for you to go and take and pay with my...
We're trying to help you.
How's that helping me?
Miss, call corporate office, I'm sorry.
Okay, I need a card. Do you have a card for them?
I sure can.
That'd be great.
What's more important, your pussy cream or us having access to your credit card, which we would have access to anyway if you shopped with us and went through the checkout lane? I mean, I guess they have, like, the credit card machines that the customer uses themselves, but...
This is Shelley Lewis. I'm at Dana Point at Gelson's. So if anybody who...
We've got a live streaming emergency.
If anybody wants to shop here, you have to have a mask. And here is the policies.
There's a sign that lays
which,
it all out.
State that they will shop for me, take my money... My private credit card, and
he's very protective about that credit card. Are you embarrassed? Is it a Discover card? If so, I totally get it. I wouldn't want anyone seeing that either. I've never heard of Gelson's, by the way. I guess it's like a California chain.
My private credit card, and utilize that. I'm gonna just let them go do that. So.
What's so funny is another worker comes, like, sauntering by. He's dancing, actually. He's collecting carts. Might actually be the first guy that she dealt with. He is just so happy, and this is pissing her off.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that.
That guy is, as he's... So he's collecting the carts, dancing to the music. He's squirting down the shopping cart with disinfectant, wiping it off. He's... just living his best life here.
But you're pretty chipper. You're pretty chipper. Huh? You're happy?
Why not be?
Why are you happy?
Yeah. Normally I'm a bartender and I wouldn't have a guest.
Yeah.
Not the guest.
Yeah.
Well, good. I mean, I'm glad you guys think it's okay to, like, infringe on people's rights here.
Lady, I'm just doing my job. I'm just wiping down the cards.
Infringing on people's rights.
I'm sorry I can't help you. But that's the number to our corporate office.
Okay, what's your name?
Okay, my name is Ben.
Ben? Okay, Ben.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, you're about to be in a whole world of hurt. Lewis, of course, filmed herself as she spoke to a Gelson's shop assistant and the manager. Lewis's social media profile states that she is a flat earther and a vegan chef. That all tracks. She is listed on the Flat Earth International Conference 2019 website as a speaker. So, you know, she's a big deal. In her profile on the site, it says she served in the Army for 5 years. Thank you so much for your service. Where she jumped out of airplanes and became a paratrooper. Did she jump out of airplanes or was she pushed because she was insufferable? Can she be a flat earther if she's, like, jumped out of planes? Can't you see the curvature, right? Maybe she wasn't paying it. Maybe she blacked out as she was jumping. She says she was honorably discharged due to a medical condition. Mm-hmm. It's gotta be mental, right? Either that or that yeast infection is chronic. The video received backlash after it was posted online, with Twitter users branding her a COVID idiot or COVID idiot. Twitter user and DNC member Carrie Penbaker shared the video with the caption, "Karen gets upset that a store won't let her shop without a protective face mask." She then tried to pretend like she's the victim, despite the store giving her options. This is pure arrogance. Others praised the conduct of the store employees, with one person writing, "Give that man a vacation. He was excellent. Well done, Gelson's Market." A county-wide mandate requires all Orange County employees of grocery or gas stores to wear face masks while they work. The same regulation has not been established for customers, although individual companies have set their own policies regarding protective gear. County health officials advise all shoppers to wear facial coverings. So, There you go. That's what's happening in California. Moving on now. Oh, real quick, I should mention that Gelson's has had a few employees test positive for COVID. This is back in April. And so that's one of the reasons why they were being extra careful, I guess, is, you know, they're trying to protect their customers along with the employees. All right. Yes. Second story. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
A Florida woman who kept trying to randomly kiss strangers at a local bar repeatedly called 911 to complain that businesses weren't practicing coronavirus social distancing guidelines. I shit you not. Police said Audra Adams, 30, that was my dad's name, Audra, A-U-D-R-A. I know, he was a guy with the name Audra. You guys know that? I don't know if I ever mentioned my dad's name. I always thought, you know, he was from Kentucky, and that was the explanation I was given as to why his name was that way. Not that he ever transitioned from a woman, you know, or something, and just didn't change his name. No, his name was Audra, and then his brother's name was Sandy, which I've heard before, actually. I've heard of other guys being named Sandy. It's weird. But then his third brother is named John Boy. Boy being his middle name, which is a very Kentucky name. I'm like 50% redneck. All right, I'm sorry. Yes, police had Audra Adams, 32, called 911 a total of 5 times from Monkey Bar and Grill. Apparently, they have recently reopened, serving both food and drinks, as is allowed under Phase 1 of reopening Florida. During the 4th time she called, officers were already at the business, and on the 5th time, officers were speaking to her. So she called 911 after the cops arrived, and they're talking to her. The owner of the bar said Adams was inside trying to kiss random customers. Oh, we've all been that drunk before. All right, so she was trying to kiss random customers. After multiple people complained, though, the owner asked her to leave, but she initially argued and refused until she eventually made her way out of the front door. We're not done yet, though. Police said that Adams left the bar but refused to leave the parking lot. That's where she was, like, screaming and ranting and raving, even after she was told about trespassing. She told officers, "I'll sit in the parking lot all goddamn night." When asked why she would call 911 so many times, Adam said the bar was not following health guidelines intended to stop the spread of coronavirus. The news story doesn't say if police tried to school this woman about how French kissing strangers is not exactly helping to flatten the curve. Police did say Adams repeatedly tried to pull away as she was being escorted to the patrol vehicle. She was arrested on charges of trespassing after warning, disorderly conduct, resisting an officer without violence, and misuse of a 911 system. For the record, the New York City Health Department reports that COVID-19 can be spread through kissing. Duh, right? Because of saliva and stuff. All right, final story we have for you today. A professional football team in South Korea has apologized after mannequins it used as substitute fans during a match this weekend turned out to be sex dolls. And by the way, I'm looking at a picture of all these sex dolls in the stands. They look like, you know, those expensive love doll, real dolls. The K-League club FC Seoul said the dolls, which had been dotted around stands currently off limits to supporters due to the coronavirus outbreak, had been ordered inadvertently after a misunderstanding with the supplier. Sure, a likely story. I will say this, though. What really is the difference between a mannequin and a sex doll? If they're clothed, there's no difference whatsoever. You don't have access to the holes at that point. And, you know, I'm looking at them. They're all dressed very tastefully, right? They're even wearing face masks, so their mouth holes are covered. If it turns out that these, you know, sex dolls cost less than real mannequins, I say this, it's fine. You're saving money, and then after this whole pandemic is over with, you give it to the players to have fun with. You want to see what these sex dolls look like in the stands? I've made it today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Earlier this month, the K-League became the first major football league to hold matches since the start of the pandemic, with the season's opening game watched by a worldwide audience of fans starved of live football. FC Seoul's attempt to bring a touch of realism to Sunday's match against Gwangju FC backfired after social media users noticed that the mannequins looked more like sex dolls. Some pointed out that several were holding posters carrying the names of popular live streamers Jay Cherryo? Reportedly, the physical inspiration for the doll's design. Uh-oh. So BJ is a female whore, I guess. All right, the club said it had been the victim of a mix-up. Instead, it had checked with suppliers and received assurances that the dolls were not intended for sexual use. Photographs taken at the largely empty stadium showed about 10 dolls spaced out among seats in front of lifelike cardboard cutouts of the team's players. Well, we would like to apologize to the fans. We are deeply sorry, FC Seoul said in a statement. It added, our intentions was to do something lighthearted in these difficult times. We will think hard about what we need to do to ensure that something like this never happens again. Social media users called bullshit on that explanation. Well, there must have been countless numbers of people involved in getting that approved, shipped, dressed, and seated. In that process, no one thought to question the visuals of these mannequins. The Sports Seoul website said that with so many football fans overseas now following K-League matches, there are concerns this will bring international disgrace. I think everyone just needs to chill out. It's not that big of a deal, really. One thing if they were like naked sex dolls out in the stands, but they were dressed. Again, I'm looking at the photograph here. They look like you know, Korean girls in the stands. A couple of them are standing up. One's giving the peace sign. Not one of them is spread eagle pawing at their fake pussy. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I tweeted about this last week, I think, but I have my new setup here. You know, remember a few months ago, my mixer exploded. I guess it was like 5 months ago at this point. And so I've been saving up to buy a new one because I, you know, even though I'm going to get this other one fixed, it keeps exploding on me. So I'm just going to get it fixed and sell it. Now I'm working with an entirely new mixing board, a different company and everything. So if I sound different, that's why. Hopefully I sound better. But if I sound a lot worse, let me know. It's always a bit of a trial and error to dial these settings in when you're dealing with new equipment. And I think it sounds good. But when I posted for feedback on Twitter, most people just said it sounds the same. You've sounded the same for the past, you know, whatever, 12 years, 15 years.
Hello, this message is for Timothy Hinson. My name is Patricia with American Standard.
I was going to say, that does not sound like a Distorted View listener. It was either going to be a pissed off listener. This is a message for Timothy. Your show sucks. American Standard, isn't that the toilet people?
Just following up on your request for more information on our Liberation walk-in bathtub. Please give us a call back at 855.
I'm not that old.
200-1870. I get it with 855-200-1870.
By the way, this person has been calling nonstop multiple times a day. They really want to sell me a walk-in bathtub. That does sound nice. Although, you know, after I told you guys that I fell down the stairs, I thought I was going to start getting phone calls from companies selling those, like, motorized stair chairs. You know, where you can, like, sort of strap yourself in and then it takes you down and up.
Oh, my fucking God, Tim. I just...
Is this... I can't pronounce his name. How does it... David, but... Davide?
Went to the grocery store here in Texas where I'm working, and the aisles are bare. Everyone's freaking out.
Yeah, we're just getting to the start of the pandemic with these voicemails.
And I think I'm your only, maybe one of your few actual Italian listeners, and all my family... And
I'm part Italian. I'm half redneck, because my uncle's name is Sandy and John Boy, and then my other half is Italian. You know, my grandfather's name is Pasquale or something.
We've been back in Italy, and my friends are all like, what the fuck is going on with your news? Talking about this coronavirus and shit. Like, the people that have died had compromised immune systems and were very, very old. Like, everyone's fine, and we've, like, rallied around it, and the government took care of it really easily, but...
Really? In Italy? I thought Italy had, like, huge issues. Is the news lying to us?
I hear it's just like the end of the fucking world. You know, can't buy.
When was the whole thing with Italy, though? Was that in mid-March or late March or something? Because this call came in mid-March. Things may have went very, very south for Italy after this call came
anything
in.
Anything or do anything. No trucks are going. But also, I wanted to say, I love it when Level 80 Cat Lady calls in. She's got a good voice, and I just want to know
a very
about
sweet
her story.
Girl, and she's so helpful. She's been so great. She's a wonderful artist. And she helped me, you know, she's always offered, you know, to help with stuff that I needed. But I haven't really needed any help designing stuff until recently with these stickers. And oh, my God, I just love them so much. Eventually, some of you guys will see them if you're not patrons. But this right now, they're Patreon exclusive things. Maybe next Christmas season when we open up the Distorted View store, we'll have even more stickers and stuff because they are fun.
I'm loving you.
And, you know, Lovely Lady Cat Lady designed a bunch of
them. The coronavirus. We must decide how much beans, cheese, toast that you can stockpile and make the ultimate bean, cheese, toast orgy. Fill your pussies, fill your assholes with beans, cheese, and toast. Good.
All right. This guy was banking on there being a shortage of beans and cheese. When really, he should have been more concerned with the toilet paper. That's what you should have been stocking up on. This is an interesting time capsule, these voicemails. You know, like, we're just hitting the pandemic now. It's fun to see how people are reacting. I've got a graph here up of the daily cases. And around that time in March, well under 1,000. It was like 600 to 800. And then, give it another week or two, and we're going to be up to like 34,000 daily cases. So things get a little more serious. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Had a lot of multi-dimensional shit going on last night.
Oh, tell me about it. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us wherever you can criticize podcasts. I will see you back tomorrow, if and only if you are Sideshow members. Otherwise, I will see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
What's jungle juice?
Have you not been to a frat party?
No.
No, what's jungle juice?
I'm in high school, obviously.
Mad TV or something.
We all know what jungle juice is. Have we been to a frat party?
Who?
Jungle juice is full of a shit ton of Everclear.
Which Everclear?